It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. Thank you so much for joining us. Nathan Forlina in studio. We had a long weekend. We weren't here Friday. So the last time we talked to everybody, Nathan, was on Thursday with the Aaron Rodgers news. How about that?
Oh, man, I've had a few days to digest it, and I'm still riding my horse. I am pumped up that the circus in Corey's eyes is coming to Pittsburgh. It's going to be a great football season this year, and I can't wait for Aaron Rodgers to be in the black and
gold.
Oh,
my God. Your superlatives are great season. They're going 9-8, 10-7. They're going to lose in the first round.
I know. I'm not getting my expectations too high.
I would say this. I've done a lot of thinking. We got some really cool stuff to talk about today. I'm going to jump into the Simone Biles stuff in here in a second, but we do want to get into the Rodgers stuff because I thought about this a lot over the weekend. I'm going to promise myself to give it a chance, okay? I'm not somebody, generally speaking, I'm going to contradict this here in about 5 minutes. I'm not somebody, generally speaking, that marries an idea and refuses to ever change my mind or consider another option. Okay, I grew up in the National League. Most of you grew up in the National League as Pirates fans. There was a time where you hated the designated hitter, right? Everybody hated the designated hitter if you grew up in the National League. I couldn't care less now. I mean, 15, 20 years ago, I hated the designated hitter. I thought it was an abomination in baseball. The true abomination in baseball is that, could you imagine if pitchers had to hit today's pitchers? Like, all these guys throwing 100 and Paul Skeens. Could you imagine if pitchers still had to hit this?
Literally guaranteed out.
As atrocious as pitchers have been hitting forever, I mean, they would all be hitting 070. And so, again, I changed my idea or changed my mind on that. With Aaron Rodgers, a big part of where I come into the whole discussion is that I just think he's a nut. I think that his personal life is going to be a cancer to one of the great sports organizations on the whole planet. Can he still play football? Maybe he can. But to me, the risk-reward, okay, and we've talked about this for months, but $13 million, okay, that's a drop in the bucket for a quarterback. If he can come in and play marginally well at $13 million with the incentives, it's $19.5 million. You're not robbing the bank there. You're not paying a quarterback $50 million.
Was that your fear going in that Rodgers is going to be getting
45? No, my fear is the cancer. Fear is I think he's an absolute nut. I think that he is a complete and totally unlikable human being. And I value that. A lot of people that don't know how locker rooms work only look at stats. I think he's going to be a miserable human being to the rest of the Pittsburgh Steelers organization as human beings. But maybe he can still play football. And maybe he comes in and he gets his act together and there's not a big problem. I'm at least willing to consider that possibility. And again, at $13 million, you made a great point the other day. If they get off to a good start, and what's the schedule? Schedule's very...
Let's pull up the schedule.
Very manageable, it appears. Those first three games, because in the end, those last five or six are absolutely brutal. Okay, but at least the first three you read were
Jets,
seemed manageable.
Seahawks, and the Patriots.
Okay, so...
And you get the Vikings, who's going to have a rookie quarterback early as well.
But where I'm coming from this is, I'm going, for the next few months, I'm going to try to keep an open mind. We are going to talk Aaron Rodgers a great deal on the show. If you watch the national shows, it's like one of the top sports. Angel Reese is the biggest topic, as always, and the Simone Biles stuff. But Aaron Rodgers, to me, I've never believed that the Steelers needed any of that, Nathan. But if the guy can come in and complete 63% and have a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, we're not asking the world here, okay? 24-8. 3,480 yards, 63%.
And that'd be what, the best quarterback season for the Steelers in eight years?
I mean,
really since 2017, 2018.
But that's at least, you know, marginal football in the NFL.
Yeah.
And if their defense is good, so, but as I thought about it throughout the weekend, as much as I loathe the guy and everything I've ever read from every teammate, you know, it's funny, it's like, the most despicable person in sports history to me was Bobby Knight. I think Bobby Knight was a scumbag among scumbags. But people would always say, well, a lot of the players loved playing for Bobby Knight. Have you read from Aaron Rodgers' teammates that loved playing with Aaron Rodgers? Have you seen that from really anybody?
I know AJ Hawk talks glowingly of
people
him.
People love playing with OJ. People love playing with Dog Murderer. I'm not sure I've really heard many people say they liked playing with Aaron Rodgers. They liked winning.
I'm trying to pull up a list to see if there are players that did like him. I'm sure Clay Matthews was a guy.
Robin Bedford's calling in. Go ahead.
Well, I'm about to say, I'm sure a lot of the defensive guys maybe didn't hate him as much as the offensive guys.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure who was the tight end who was there for a while? Jones, was that his name? 89. I can't remember his name.
Who was it? Rob will know. We were at Applebee's last night. Hey, Rob, I got to tell you this, because we were at Applebee's last night in Altoona, and what Applebee's does, they show these old football games all the time, you know. So
it is peculiar. I don't know how I feel about them just throwing. I don't know how I feel about replays with, like.
I know it's weird, but Rob, do you know what game they were showing? Man, I'm not trying to create a wound. I was watching this. I don't remember it. I'm not a big Packers guy. I wasn't.
Let me try to guess. Let me try to guess. Was it about 10 years ago?
It was
beat the Packers on the last second of the game.
No, it was the Seahawks. It was the NFC Championship game when the Packers dominated. When the Packers dominated for 58 minutes and somehow
in overtime.
I don't remember that game. I honestly don't.
That game's iconic.
That game's iconic.
Miserable moment. They couldn't secure an onside kick.
Yeah, right.
Is pretty much what happened.
But yeah. And I'm watching the game in the fourth quarter. My buddy was there. This is Russell Wilson. They showed the stat. He threw his fourth interception with like 4:56 to go, and he was 7 of 22 for 75 yards. So the Packers are up 19-7, and Russell Wilson, like in his second, third
including
year.
Including 16-0.
And this isn't the Ravens game in the playoffs last year, Russell Wilson. This is
no, probably. this is our very, very early on, but he was 7. They just showed the stat. He's 7 of 22 for 75 yards and 4 interceptions. And then the Packers get the ball back with 4:56 to go, and somehow they punt with 4:09 to go. So, again, folks, I'm not a Packers. I don't remember. If this were a Penn State game from 2014, I'd have probably remembered every play. But how did the Packers lose that damn game, man?
It was a perfect storm of coaching to not lose when you're ahead, trying to run out a clock, doing nothing offensively, not getting stops. If you remember, Russell Wilson's final pass of the game was beautiful. His touchdown pass. I don't know if it was Lockett. Well, it couldn't have been Lockett. That was a decade ago. But it was one of their better receivers. And that was the year that they lost in the Super Bowl, and they just didn't hand it off to Marshawn Lynch. But that game, that was one of the most frustrating games in Packers freaking history. That would have been Rodgers versus Brady Super Bowl. You know how freaking cool that would have been. That came close several times to happening, but just never did.
All right, I got to ask you, because Rob is a lifetime Packers fan, from Favre to Rodgers. So, do any teammates or former coaches, did they like playing with Aaron Rodgers?
I think the thing that the defensive players hated the most is that he wore a red jersey in practice, and they couldn't absolutely de-cleat him once in a while for some of the awful attention and distractions. I'm telling you, man, your grasshopper beside you, knowledgeable young man. I think he adds a lot of positives to the show. With that said, I don't think anyone's more optimistic about Pennsylvania smorts than our lad here. So I'm guessing he's seeing 10 or 11 wins at least. And I'd be disappointed if he didn't, just because you've kind of set it up that way.
As optimistic as you sound.
It's a 9-8 to 10 seasons.
Okay, but that doesn't make any sense, Nathan. If you're this excited about the guy.
Because they might have won 3 games with Mason Rudolph.
I think Mason Rudolph playing the way he did at the end of the year 2 years ago.
No.
Mason Rudolph was
great. We're not doing this. Mason Rudolph. No. Mason Rudolph and James Washington were perfect at Oklahoma State. That's as great as he's ever going to be. He is not going anywhere with the Steelers team.
I'm not going to disagree with I don't think it'll 3-14. But if you go with Mason Rudolph the whole year, you tank. You let it fall apart,
you get a good draft pick.
But at least you get a good draft pick. To me, this is just grasping at straws to go 9-8.
It's grasping at straws because they're not in a rebuild position, but they're also not close enough to win a Super Bowl. So you're in purgatory. Whether
they are.
You blow the entire thing up, and that's not the Steelers' way. They're always like, hey, listen, let's just try to get into the field. And we've seen it. What was it, 2005, 2006? They were 10-6. They end up winning a Super Bowl. I'm not expecting that to happen ever again. I'm just saying that if they can put themselves in the dance, they're going to feel like they have a chance rather than just completely blowing the thing up than hoping to hit on a quarterback.
Rob, What you're I'm just curious your thoughts. The football
purgatory. Go ahead.
The football potential. I'll give you 3,500 yards, 24-8, 63%. Let's say he's still a marginally decent quarterback versus the cons of the issues in the locker room and media and all that. What's the balance? What's the balance with 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers?
Nathan used a fascinating word that I agree with. He said purgatory. Now, the numbers that you listed, that's best-case scenario, I'm going to say. And if you look at last year's numbers, he was like 28-11, maybe 3,800 yards. Those aren't bad for a 40-year-old. But now, if you want to use some context with those numbers, most of the games last year, they were down 14 points at halftime, and a fair amount of them. Even games they won, they were constantly buried early. And some of that was his fault, some of it was not. So a lot of his good numbers were garbage time. He's a year older. He's in a new system. This is a guy that there was a time where he would throw 45 TDs and 5 interceptions in a collection of years, and he couldn't have been more pissed off if he found you in bed with his mother. I mean, this guy looks to be irritated, looks to have something to complain about, and
why?
I don't think Allegheny County it's the way he's wired. He's very, very contrary, a huge diva. I mean, everything he demanded from the Jets, let's take a minute here with this. They accommodated. You want it right? You want Randall Cobb? Sure. You'd like Alan Lazard? Done. Oh, you want Davante Adams yesterday? We got you. He had a hand in the play calling. He had a direct hand in roster personnel all the way from coaching to the front office. They made GM changes, coaching changes, and they finished 5-12. I mean, they gave the guy everything he wanted. They did their very best to accommodate all the crap that he brought just to get his play. And on paper, he didn't do that terrible, but it was a colossal failure. He was excused absences. I mean, they bent over backwards for him, and he couldn't give them enough middle fingers on national TV every Tuesday. I'm telling you, this isn't me with wishful thinking. He's going to do all that on his own. I don't have to wish for anything. This is going to go badly. And I don't even say that with a smile. Well, maybe I do. But it's going to be a rough ride. I don't think it's going to immediately. I think he's going to check out at some point, which he does. I don't know. Pickens is gone. Your leading running back's gone. This is a defense that, T.J. Watt's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, perhaps. Micah Fitzpatrick is a generational talent. They're looking to get their first playoff win under that run of a great defense. I mean, How do you think this is going to end?
Well,
I need to ask you guys.
Look, I think no matter what they do, 9-8, 10-7 is the ceiling. I think he's going to get hurt, to be honest with you. My feeling, Nathan, is he's going to get hurt. He's not going to last 17 games.
I'm never predicting someone to get hurt, but I do feel like ceiling is 10-7, or if you really hit on all cylinders, 11-6, and maybe a playoff win, but not much beyond that. I mean, that feels like it should be the goal for this team is a playoff win. It's crazy saying that whenever you just bring in Aaron Rodgers and you have, again, like he mentioned, a first ballot Hall of Famer in TJ Watt leading you defensively, but that kind of is what the ceiling probably is right now for the Steelers team, and I feel like a lot of Steelers fans would just be happy if they were to win a playoff game at this point.
Well, yeah, sure.
Let me ask you one last question before you let me go. How do you think Mike Tomlin, now he's used to yes men around him. He's been there an eternity.
Right.
You know, he's respected across the NFL. I mean, he's done a lot of good there, no matter in-game boobs that he makes. With that said, how's he going to react when the star quarterback that they waited for, that, you know, they've already, you know, done a lot to make him feel welcomed, you know, we're keeping your spot for you. When he turns on the TV or gets text from people before he even sees it, hey, Aaron's on McAfee calling you out directly, saying your offense sucks. You know what I mean? How's he going to take to that? What do you guys think?
Well, look. Let me just state something very clearly. Neither I nor Nathan nor 99.9% of the people commenting about this know enough about Aaron Rodgers, because we don't follow the Packers all the time. You see what I'm getting at? I think Packers fans who lived with this, look, I can tell you all about Ben. I think Ben was the biggest diva and drama queen in the world. Did I trust Ben Roethlisberger? Hell no. And I can give you examples why. I can give you anecdotal things about Aaron Rodgers and things we hear over the last couple of years, but you used a word 3 minutes ago that to me is the fascinating word, and you said contrarian, okay? There are several types of people in the world. There are people who will go along with everything that somebody says, and they're not looking for confrontation. They're not looking to challenge people. I've known a few of these people in my life. They're kind of wishy-washy people. Nobody ever gets mad at them. Nobody ever criticizes them, but they get walked over in life because they're just kind of wishy-washy and you just go with the flow. Well, then there's the contrarian that, quite frankly, everybody hates because you think that they agree with you, but then because they're a contrarian, they only agree with you on this, but then on 8 other things, they'll go behind your back and they'll tell you you're... So, to me, what I expect... And I can't say that I know this for sure. You followed the Packers for a long time. That's why my question to you was, are there former Packers players who like Aaron Rodgers? Or does everybody just view the guy as a gigantic, I almost said the P word that rhymes with crick, but is he just the kind of guy that just rubs everybody the wrong way and it's just a matter of time?
Well, the name that I think Nathan was trying to think of, I was just going through my head. I think he was trying to think of Mercedes Lewis. He had spent
Mercedes time Lewis there likes Rodgers.
He
likes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
JerMichael Finley was the guy I couldn't think of.
Like that is that who you were trying to think
JerMichael
of?
JerMichael Finley was the guy I couldn't think of.
Oh, JerMichael Finley. Okay, his career got cut way short. I don't remember. He was from Texas. He was such a talent, but I don't remember of any problems with them. But Devontae Adams, you know, I don't think he was. I think they were legit friends. I think that's why he, you know.
What about Jordy? What about Jordy Nelson? Aaron Rodgers kind of made Jordy Nelson an NFL player.
I don't remember of any problems with them either.
What about Al Lazard?
Had a lot of injuries. But Lazard, he came with them. You know,
that's what I mean. Like, these people are following him. Randall Cobb followed him. Like, there are people following him.
But there are no players out there in the last 6 months. There's no players out there talking about how great of a dude Aaron Rodgers is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure Jordan Love came out not too long ago saying how good of a mentor he was to him and how he handled the situation.
I don't think Jordan Love felt that way when he was there.
Yeah, he did.
But if you're Jordan Nelson, or if you're Randall Cobb, of course, like, you're a mid-tier receiver. You, if Aaron Rodgers is publicly lobbying for you, you're not going to be like, oh, piss on him. That's doing them a favor. So, of course. But, no, Greg Jennings, they had a terrible relationship. Donald Driver, a lot of guys. Like, he's not well-liked. Mike McCarthy is probably the third greatest coach in Packers history, okay? He didn't even let that guy finish the season. Had him spit right out in early December, I think 2018. He deserved better than that. Should he have been let go? Probably. I'm okay with that. But he couldn't even finish the year. That guy went to bat for him like a good little soldier whenever the Favre-Rogers divorce drama was unfolding in 2008.
Hey, it's like I said, man. We get to talk about this stuff for 7 months, whether they go 13-4 or 4-13.
I've never been more excited for a Steelers season.
Thanks, man. You see what I'm getting? That's there. You mentioned 11-6. My God, I think if they go 11-6, I think they're going to build a statue to Mike Tomlin with this team. But again, I'm trying to keep an open mind. I'm going to come in here. And I'm going to try to let Nathan's optimism rub off on me a little bit, because it's going to be hard for me to overlook the fact that I think this guy's the biggest douchebag in the NFL.
That's why I think I go to bat for him more. Now, is it because I've watched every single interview for the last 5 years on Tuesday? Potentially.
No.
That might
have
be
you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, with McAfee?
With McAfee. That might be a reason why I go to bat for Aaron Rodgers, because I hear his side of the story and I kind of like, you know what? When you think about it in processes, I mean, he didn't come out. He wasn't publicly speaking about this whenever Greg Jennings and JerMichael Finley were bashing him. He didn't come out and respond to them. He just kind of bottled it up all up and said, okay. I mean, I think that's why I go to bat for him, because he didn't respond immediately and he kind of just took the shots, and he knew what he was doing, and people around him, you know, Nathaniel Hackett, Devontae Adams, the people he was close with, knew everything, and they seemed okay with him. That's why I'm not like he's as much of a cancer as you and our callers making him out to be. But again, that just might be me just drinking the Aaron Rodgers Kool-Aid, though. And again, kind of listening to him for 5 years tell me this, maybe that's why.
So in listening to all that stuff on McAfee,
now, he does crazy stuff. He does things that made me question. Okay, this is
strange. So I want to be fair here, because I watched the highlights of the crazy stuff. We're not used to having quarterbacks be really vocal. So maybe in fairness, look, I don't even think Tom Brady's like a real human being a lot of times, because it's so packaged. It's so rehearsed. It's so non-controversial, rather. Peyton Manning, kind of the same thing. You know, you never heard Peyton give a take. You ever heard Peyton Manning give a take?
I haven't, no.
You ever hear Michael Jordan give a take? Like, on anything?
No.
Have you ever in your life, other than Isaiah Thomas maybe in the Dream Team, have you ever heard Michael Jordan give a take?
No.
And I think we kind of got conditioned with like that with athletes for a long, long time. And so is it possible that Aaron Rodgers, maybe he's kooky, maybe it's just us that we're not used to having quarterbacks come out and speak their minds about politics and vaccines and elections and social issues? LeBron does it.
I was just about to say,
NBA players do it. Muhammad Ali did it. But we haven't had football, and I've never heard baseball players. Baseball players are the quietest, because as soon as they go 0-4, they realize they got to shut up and work. But is it possible then that Rodgers isn't as kooky as we think? It's just he was one of the only people talking as much as he did.
I think it might have been the fact that Rodgers wasn't maybe saying what everybody wanted to hear as much as some people want. You kind of get what I'm getting
at. Hey, look,
here.
What I don't care what you think about
that's
vaccine.
I mean, politically.
The vaccine,
yeah.
You can think whatever the hell you want about the vaccine. But when you got the smartest people in the world on both sides, and they're telling and your default is, well, I did my research. You sound like a dumb SOB because you don't do enough. You can't do enough research on the internet, looking at pages that you want to look at, to become intelligent enough about unbelievably complicated things. So to me, he came across like a complete and total dip crap.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
I think he had.
Because he sounded smarter than everybody else because he did his research. What'd you read? 5 websites?
I think he had an independent doctor. I'm not agreeing with what he did. I think he had an independent doctor, though, he trusted, but that did a lot of research.
Sure,
on
the holistic stuff and all that. Did you ever see the Seinfeld episode where George goes to the holistic doctor and comes home and he's purple? Holistic doctors will tell you whatever the hell they want. There are holistic doctors in the world where they'll tell parents not to treat their kid, and then the kid dies. And then the parents are on trial for killing their kid. I mean, there are all kinds of quacks. There are all kinds of goofs. All I'm saying is, I don't want my quarterback talking about any of it.
But are you okay with LeBron James talking about it?
Because the basketball, you play 3 games a week. You're traveling all the time.
Was Colin Kaepernick okay to take a knee in 2016?
You're talking apples and oranges. I want my quarterback in the building for 16 hours a day studying film and being a leader. I don't want my quarterback being Ben Roethlisberger. I want my quarterback being quiet and non-controversial. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
I don't want Micah Parsons and all the insanity that he brings. I don't want him as the quarterback. The quarterback needs to be above it all.
They need to be leading the team.
And be quiet. Mitchell in Maryland, what's up, buddy? What's going on?
All right, guys. I just want to have a quick comment about what we're now faced with to deal with for at least the next year, at least the next 7 months, okay? One of my college roommates went to work for Ringling Brothers, okay? And he worked for them for about 30 years. And whenever the circus would come to town, I would go to see it usually multiple times. And it was great watching the circus with him because he would give me, you know, the inside scoop about, you know, which guy in the band was, you know, in a relationship with this person or that person or whatever.
all the juicy details.
All the juicy stuff, okay? Kind of like number 12, okay? And the very end of the circus ends the same way. May all your days be circus days. And that's what we're going to have from now until, you know, whatever, early January, I guess, right?
I just think that it's going to be on the news all the time. Mike Tomlin doesn't like getting asked questions really about anything. I think Mike Tomlin thinks the reporters asking him questions are a bunch of dumbasses, period. So they're going to be at, so not, and we saw this with Penn State with the scandal. Not only are you going to have your beat writers there, now you're going to have the national media there. You're going to have People Magazine is going to be there asking questions. People from TMZ are going to be there asking questions.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes more than football. It becomes a national social story with Aaron Rodgers. Look, all things being equal, if it could just be football, if everything else that we're hypothesizing about doesn't happen, and he throws for 3,500 yards with 24 touchdowns and 8 interceptions and a 63% completion percentage, we might be talking about a pretty decent season. But here's the thing, and this is where Nathan and I truly, truly disagree on this. I just don't see much chance of avoiding all the rest of the circus. And Nathan, I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I think you tend to think that this is just going to be business as usual.
Potentially.
Well,
potentially.
I can tell you know, I can tell you that what happens, you know, in the locker room and outside the locker room matters in terms, you know, of a team being willing to play for one another.
Yeah, especially the quarterback.
Heard, you know, I don't want to say you've never heard anybody talk about Aaron Rodgers that way, but it's pretty sparse out there.
Yeah, you don't hear the stories of he's the greatest leader. He's the first one in. He's the last one out.
He studies
more than anybody. You don't hear that.
No, I'm just amazed that the Steelers have fallen to this level,
well,
I think it's pretty outrageous.
But here's the thing. This is where we go back. It's $13 million. It's not the biggest gamble in the world financially or football-wise. It's a gamble personally, personality-wise. Appreciate the call, Mitchell. Nathan and I will get into this here in a second. Steve in Duncansville, we'll get to you after the break.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Ready for that summer road trip? Make sure your vehicle is ready. Make a trip to Russell Tire in Altoona or Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg for their summer savings special. Get lube, oil, filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, tire rotation, brake inspection, and battery inspection. All for just $59.99. And to help you stay cool and comfortable on that road trip, take advantage of their air conditioning performance check for only $59.99. Be ready for the road this summer with a trip to Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue in Altoona, or Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard in Claysburg.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 Fifth Avenue, Altoona, open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30, closed Wednesdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
A quick trip from wherever you are in Central PA gets you the finest from Kubota and the very best from the McCoy family. A trusted name for homeowners, contractors, and the agricultural community right here in Central PA for over 40 years. Kubota offers the models, attachments, and implements you need, and you'll find them all at McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring. Excellent selection, combined with the full service and support of a longtime dealer like McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Whether it's mowing, tackling that big project on your property, managing a construction site, or running your farm, McCoy's Lawn and Garden has the full line of Kubota equipment. Kubota tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, and more. And always with free setup and free delivery. The weather has finally turned, and it's time to head back outdoors. Follow the Kubota orange glow and meet the McCoy family at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring. Online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com. McCoy's Lawn and Garden. Kubota. Family. Community.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
All right, Nathan and I were just talking. We might change the name of the show to Rogers Central, covering the Aaron Rodgers you care to hate in Central PA. What do you think of that?
Every single person wants to call in and give their take on Aaron Rodgers. I love hearing everybody just completely go against me. I feel like the bad guy.
You like being the contrarian.
I like it right here. I like everybody completely disagree with me because I'm excited to see it. I think there's a 2/3% chance that the callers and you
you're taking
right?
a chance.
But
I'm
standing on business.
Steve's been on hold for a while. I'm going to get back into the strategy of sports takes here in a second. What's up, Steve?
Hey, I love contrarian people and stuff. And be honest, Corey, why does Aaron Rodgers got to keep his mouth shut? I mean, this is a country that's based on constitutional freedoms and stuff. The problem is we got too many people. When you speak your freedoms, they want to throw you in a ditch. Thing is, I think this is going to be great for Pittsburgh or it's going to be bad. There's no in between.
Right?
Yeah, this is going to be okay.
Here's the thing, Steve. Man, Steve, I love that question. It's so great that you asked that question because we live in the United States of freaking America, and you can say any damn thing you want to say. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. But you know what? There are repercussions for everything that you say. And if you're a quarterback going out saying stuff about all kinds of stuff, you lose your teammates. You lose your coaches. You lose your allies. Name me another quarterback, okay? And again, I know we all focus on our own team. We focus on the Steelers. You name me another quarterback who goes on national TV saying kind of nutty things. Name one. Name one, Steve, an active quarterback in the last 30 years that's done it. Name one.
I really can't name any, but Nathan said Colin Kaepernick.
What happened to Colin Kaepernick? He was blackballed forever. Yeah. Okay. So my point is, hey, we live in the United States of America. Say any damn thing you want. You say the wrong thing, and people don't have time for you anymore.
Here's the thing between Kaepernick and Rodgers. Kaepernick was a one-season wonder. He was never that good. We've seen quarterbacks that are good for one season.
Kaepernick blasted the police and went into racial things. And I think the death blow for Colin Kaepernick was wearing the pigs as socks with the police shown as pigs. And at that point, he became way too toxic for the level of player that he was. Now, if Aaron Rodgers is still kind of toxic now at 41. If Aaron Rodgers were 31, you'd had 25 teams lined up to sign him. You know what I'm saying? So the whatever you say and how toxic you are, there is a byproduct of how good you still are. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be able to live up to.
Deshaun Watson was still considered a good quarterback. That's why he got $250 million.
That's why the Browns gave up that huge haul for Deshaun Watson.
Right.
Here's the thing with Rodgers. I mean, he went to the Jets.
Correct.
I mean, the Steelers
Circus.
Still got more talent than the Jets. And they got to have the. I mean, I've been listening to Colby and all of them on Sport or 93.7 The Fan, Steelers Depot, and inside the Steel Curtain or whatever it's called. And they said Roman Wilson looks good, a lot bigger, looks healthier. He, from what I read in his draft profile, a great route runner. So we'll see. And they're trying to get another tight end. They want to do a good receiving tight end. I heard they've been talking to trying to get Kittles. But we're going to see if that offensive line develops good. You know, they're moving Broderick Jones to left tackle, which I think they should have started him from day one at left tackle. We'll see. That's a young offensive line. We'll see how Rodgers goes. Like I said, there's no in-between. It's either going to be bad or it's going to be really good, and they go win one or two games in the playoffs. I'm not saying they're going to the Super Bowl. But to be honest, Rodgers still better than 80% of the quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, let's
what?
80% might be a stretch, but if you tell me he's a top 15 guy,
he's maybe in the middle.
I think he's middle of the pack.
Maybe he's middle of the pack.
So
we'll see.
He's like in the 12 to 18 range.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. This is good stuff because he is right. Steve is right. I think this is either going to go well or it's going to be a disaster.
Like I said,
we get to talk about it every day.
Steve also mentioned it. I am not sipping the Roman Wilson Kool-Aid until he's on the field doing stuff.
Okay, so
I was not the biggest Roman Wilson guy in college.
Real quick, before I get to what I want to discuss with you about the football stuff, about the sports opinion stuff, is okay. There are legitimate questions like Roman Wilson and other people, and this is why I don't like the Aaron Rodgers thing. When you have questions and you have a tenuous situation, you don't bring more gasoline to pour on it. You try to quiet everything around the Roman Wilsons of the world, and can Jalen Warren be a good running back? Can these tackles that you brought in be any good? T.J. Watt's still got a gigantic contract issue that his brother seems to keep insinuating that T.J. doesn't like. So you've got enough other elements within your organization. You had to get rid of George Pickens because he's a gigantic knucklehead. And from everything we've read, you brought in another gigantic knucklehead in DK Metcalf. So what do? Maybe you bring in a quarterback who doesn't say a damn thing. Nah, we don't want to do that. Let's bring in a quarterback who's going to be the most vocal quarterback, quite frankly, in the history of the world. Because that's what the guy is.
You see how important his talent is, right? That's what you got to understand, is his talent, they still feel like, is good enough to be able to put up with that.
Yeah, maybe, but I think that they probably are desperate. I think that they probably have no faith whatsoever in
Mason Rudolph. Because you ain't rolling Mason Rudolph.
They don't have any faith in Mason Rudolph.
No.
They didn't have any faith in Justin Fields. I think Russell Wilson can still play quarterback in the NFL.
No.
He's talked about last
He's getting the backups.
Who were they playing in those last five? Was anybody beating
tough.
Those guys?
It was a tough. Okay. It was a tough draw.
So what I want to ask Nathan about, let's take a real quick break. 9460435. Nathan likes going out on a limb, baby. I'll tell you what. Some of you might not like Corey Geiger. I've rarely gone out on a limb in my sports tenure.
I've probably gone out more on a limb in the last year.
So we're gonna get into that here in a second.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series race recap from Michigan. Denny Hamlin led only five laps on the day to capture the checkered flag.
Some guys running, less than 100% up front until we got there. Then they raced 100%, but it just worked over the guys one by one. Just tried to give them so many different looks to surprise them entering the corner to try to, everyone's trying to predict where you're going to run. And with these mirrors in the cars nowadays, they can just kind of, where even if they guess wrong, they can just switch lanes in the middle of the racetrack and really hold you back. But, I just got close enough to Byron. I saw the part of the racetrack where he was most vulnerable. And so I just started setting up, how can I get as close as I can to him at that vulnerable spot of the track, and then use aerodynamics to my advantage versus his. And that allowed me to get up beside him, surprise him into turn one down on the bottom, and get him off the bottom and go side by side and take the lead.
It's his third win of the season, third career Michigan win, seventh straight season. He's had multiple wins, 57th career Cup Series win, and he still had plenty of fuel for a burnout. Let's see here. Chris Buescher was second, followed by Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, and Kyle Larson rounds out the top five. Up next to the NASCAR Cup Series is road course action from Mexico City. Yeah, Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern on Prime. You are on the final lap.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said, but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
For me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies?
Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
How many of you like there out there like being wrong?
You know what you're not wrong about, though?
What?
Your cigar choice.
Oh, that's
J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars.
There you go.
6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open select hours and always open online at J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. And also check out the Chambersburg location.
We're going to have a giveaway. I'm going to get it done this week. Hey, we have a giveaway of some J.M. Boswell
cigars.
Stay tuned for additional
I think
details.
We've
got four cigars and a box.
The box is nice.
I think one of those cutters. One of those cutter things that occasionally get used in bad guy movies where they cut your finger off. You ever seen those?
Yeah.
You ever seen a bad guy movie with those?
Something like guillotine for your...
Mission Impossible 2 did it. The guy in Mission Impossible 2, the bad guy, he was cutting off dude's fingers with the cigar clipper. So we'll have some of those giveaways. But nobody likes being wrong. Nathan, you like being wrong?
No, I hate being wrong.
I don't like being wrong. Okay, so here's the levels of... Okay, so... You and I are talking to maybe 1,000 people are listening, okay? Maybe on a good day, hopefully we got 1,000 people listening. Maybe it's half that. Who the hell knows? I don't know. We don't see those numbers. But we're not on a national audience right now. So if you say something asinine, is there any blowback other than me making fun of you?
Nah, just Dan somehow remembering it and calling in. And
yeah, Dan will remember.
Dan will remember it. But
if I say something on the show, again, there's very little blowback. But because I've been a media member for a long time and I had a relatively high profile for a reporter in Altoona, Pennsylvania, things would get back to me. Like if you go on and you make a controversial comment on a national platform, it gets back to you. And then you know how you spend your next 3 or 4 days?
Talking about that comment?
Defending yourself.
Yep.
And would you want that?
No, I wouldn't want to sit there and defend myself if I was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're wrong. So what if you're right?
Now, if I'm
you
right.
You want to sit there and defend yourself if you're right?
I mean, I'm a...
Because every time you defend yourself, again, case in point, many people around the country who know nothing about me know that I'm the person that James Franklin humiliated 2 years ago. I was absolutely right, okay? But that doesn't matter. I got people out there telling me I should kill myself. So what I'm saying is... When you do this, depending on the level that you're at, and if you're Stephen A. Smith and you're pissing people off every day, or Skip Bayless, first of all, I can't imagine they read the comments that they get from people.
No.
If they do, they'd be stupid because it's just vile, vile stuff.
You know, the only time that ever happens is when LeBron James right in Stephen A. Smith's face telling
him that. Oh, right. And Stephen A., look how much he cowered on that. Look how much Stephen A. backtracked more than anything we've ever seen.
Well, no, he didn't say a word to LeBron. The second got on First Take the next day, he completely blasted LeBron how he's a coward. LeBron's a coward for doing it in front of
I didn't
of
think
Kripke.
That was the first time Stephen A. I thought that was like the second or third time.
I thought
Stephen A. was still cowarding.
No, he wasn't cowarding. He basically said how LeBron James was incomplete.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess Stephen A. The point is, if you say something that is highly controversial and you're wrong, Ian O'Connor has written many books in this. Ian O'Connor, a national columnist for USA Today, he's had a tremendous career as a sports writer. He wrote a column in USA Today 25, 30 years ago that, like, the headline was "Patriots will regret hiring Belichick." It's like the worst sports take ever, right? So my point is, if you go out on a limb with a sports take and you know there could be potential backlash, you find a way to protect yourself with regards to how much you're willing to go out on a limb. Like, if you were on a national program and you called Jerry Rice overrated like you did and said that Calvin Johnson, my God, Randy Moss.
Oh, my God, let's not do this again.
Could you, if you said that on a national program, you would get 100,000 responses from people calling you a moron. Could you handle that?
Could I handle that?
I couldn't.
I mean, if I had if I had to sit there and read each of them, yeah, I'd probably
right. If you just ignored it,
if I just ignore it, right. I think.
But you
I'd
see what I'm getting at? It's nobody wants to go through that. So I've learned in my career, I'm pretty much down the middle. I kind of stay down the middle. I say things, Nathan, like I can see both sides. But you're over here. I want to hear you come in when the Steelers go 15-2 with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not going to get that hot. I'm not throwing out that much of a hot take, in which I guarantee right. I will be wrong. But I will stand on what I believe, and I will try to make.
You'll do it now at 20, but let's hope that you ascend way beyond this in the sports media realm, and that and you're Stephen A. Smith or you're Pat McAfee. Could you? Personally, we had this discussion about Bob Nutting. If you're Bob Nutting and I gave you $1 billion, but you know everyone around you hates you, could you deal with that? Even if you're Stephen A. Smith, but you get 5 million responses a day from people who think you're a moron, could you handle that?
If my paycheck's coming in, I might be able to handle it. That again, if I
you just wouldn't read it.
That's what I mean. If I had to sit there and read, I think it's different. But
right,
if you're not sitting there and reading it and stuff like that, I think it's
easy
manageable.
To let it roll off.
It's manageable. Yeah. If you're not seeing it, but you know somebody's always saying something behind your back.
Always.
So,
there's always you, that's
there's
a,
somebody
you
saying something about you. There's some,
you can't let
about me.
What people think about you dictate. But again, I am kind of sensitive to it, and I've never really gone way out on a limb, you know, about crazy things. We have to make sports picks. You know, Penn State going to beat Ohio State? Yes, no, whatever. I think I'm 19-1 all time in my Ohio State Penn State predictions because, well, no, I missed a couple because I picked Ohio State every time. So I missed 08. I missed
16. And 2023,
and
you said.
That's when I said yeah. I thought Penn State would beat them, so I missed that freaking one.
So you're what now?
I'm probably 17-3 or give or take, whatever. But the point is, if you have to learn to protect yourself. If you just give a bunch, like Skip Bayless is the biggest idiot in the world because he's just throwing out lunatic takes all the time.
There, I saw this reel of Skip's like, somehow shockingly accurate predictions. I'm trying to remember.
I
gotta
look that up. So he's been right sometimes.
But there were some where it was complete. Then there's some where he's like Tom Brady. Like I think he said in like 2016, he's like Tom Brady will never account or amount to anything.
Oh, he said Johnny Manziel would be bigger than LeBron.
Colin Coward, have you ever heard the clip of him with Ben Simmons, LeBron James?
Yes, I have.
That clip
Nebraska man,
so
you get
good.
To close
so,
it
so
up
good.
Today, buddy. What's going on?
Yeah, Corey, I tell you what, I think the Aaron Rodgers thing is going to be called follow the leader, and I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is a leader. What happens if he doesn't want to play in the preseason games, or if he doesn't want to play in this series or that series, or the other players are going to go to the coaches and say, hey, listen, if he's doing it now, why can't we do it? And I don't think he's a leader as far as it comes to football players or anybody, a leader in the locker room. I don't think he's a leader on the field. And I just for the Steelers, just to sign him just for 1 year. They're going to be the same boat prediction they are next year as what they are this year.
Let me stop you real quick because this is an amazing topic, Nebraska man. I could talk about this for an hour. I think Aaron Rodgers is a tremendous quarterback, or has been, and is not a leader. Do you have to be a leader? Nathan, you don't have to be a leader at a lot of other positions, but I agree with the Nebraska man. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has ever been a great leader. He's been a great player, but I don't think he's ever been a great leader.
I would agree with that, but I don't think you need to be a great leader. I think if you're talented enough, it'll overcome that.
What if he were this talented and he was a great leader and he was like Russell Wilson? What if he was Aaron Rodgers' talent and Russell Wilson leadership?
I think
could he have won 4 or 5 Super Bowls?
I don't think he wins 4 or 5 Super Bowls. He might win an extra one, but I don't know about 4 or 5.
Nebraska man, I can't tell you. I love that topic. My son has an emblem with his baseball number 12 on it. You know what it says on the back? Be a good leader. You know what I tell my kids when I drop them off for school every day without fail? Be a good leader. Leadership means something to me, but I don't believe Aaron Rodgers is a good leader, like you said. But then it brings into question, do you really need to be a good leader?
Well, me playing football, You always look up to your leader, because you know why? If you're not as good as him, you want to be
sure,
as good as him.
But your leader could throw for 400 yards and still be an a-hole.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know, professional sports too, Corey.
Yeah.
Is you're getting paid money, and regardless, all you're doing, you know, is to win. But some, human beings, I mean, I want to play for a leader. It'll make me a better person myself.
Awesome.
Also, but I want to play for a leader that I can go on the field and want to play better every game, because we have a leader out there that's pushing us. And I just don't think that he's that type of a player.
I love that take, Nebraska, man. We'll see what Nathan thinks after the break.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke. Enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one with Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Nathan, wrap this up here. Do you have to be a good leader at quarterback?
I think it helps, but I don't think it's the end-all, be-all. We just went through the a little list of last Super Bowl champions. We talked about, is Ben Roethlisberger a leader?
We could do a whole show on this.
That's going to be a whole show on that.
The Steelers won a couple Super Bowls with Ben. Was he a leader?
Was he?
Because I don't really think that he was.
Was he?
I think he was a distraction for a large part of his career and a drama queen.
Now, the last quarterback to win a Super Bowl that we wouldn't consider a leader was Aaron Rodgers, but there are guys in the past. Trent Dilfer did it. Brad Johnson did it. There's been guys, so... Well, they were leaders.
I side with Nebraska, man. I want my quarterback to be a leader. I've grown up with that in my life with Marino and Elway and Peyton Manning and Brady. You want it, but if your quarterback can be a jerk. If he throws for 400 yards, you're probably going to win.
You're looking a blind eye. That's how everything goes in sports.
So. Have a good night, everybody.
Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.